Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I've been talking about my trip to Israel throughout the week and some reflections on how I think it can lead us to trust the Bible, just the different things I was impressed by that would support the trustworthiness of the Bible. And the purpose of this program, as always, is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. So I'm going to kind of put together all these things into one kind of argument about what this means for the Bible, what's going on in Israel today, what we've discovered in Israel, the archaeology, the political things going on there. You know, all of that, I think, comes together to, for me, say it's hard to understand how you can just dismiss the Bible as not a serious book that we have to really evaluate the claims that it's making about who God is, that God is the author of this book, that it is the ultimate resource for life. So I'm going to put all that together. I haven't mentioned yet this week. Let me take an opportunity now to tell you that I have some videos that I posted that I took live in Israel while I was there to talk about some of the things I'm seeing. So for instance, I was at the site where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount and had a number of things to share about the Sermon on the Mount that I think are very important for seeing that the Bible is the ultimate resource for life. And anyway, there's a number of videos. There's a video of me in front of the menorah I mentioned earlier this week, the menorah that has made of a half a ton of gold and is ready for use in the Third Temple. It was made specifically for use in the Third Temple. And I've got a video of me in front of that talking about that. Those videos, some others you can see on the Facebook site, Trust the Bible. So if you're not a part of that, if you're interested in more about my trip to Israel, go to Facebook, search for the group Trust the Bible, and ask to join that group. I'll be happy to add you to that. And you can leave comments, questions, bring up maybe topics I haven't brought up on this program that you want me to talk about. Be happy to have you be part of that conversation. Also, before I run out of time, I always want on Fridays to encourage you to be at church this Sunday. So I was standing on top of the Temple Mount. I haven't talked about this, but I was standing right there by the Dome of the Rock where the temple stood, where the Holy of Holies stood, where the Bible says the glory of God literally fell down on this location. This is where Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac. But all throughout the temple, this glory cloud of God would descend on this specific location. It's the most amazing location on earth in a sense. But on the other hand, I'm back in my church here in Fairfax, and I know that God is present there in a very real way. And so that means that every church that is truly following Jesus and God's word, God is present in the Holy Spirit through his people there. And so it's an amazing experience to me every single Sunday to be able to go to church. And I don't, for the life of me, know why people... I mean, I know church can hurt you at times. And you say, I'm not sure where to go to church. But don't give up on church. I don't understand giving up on church because it is such a blessing God has designed for you and wants you to be blessed by. So I always invite you to come to Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray if you don't have a church home. I preach there at the 9 o'clock service. And then Fairfax First Baptist Church at the 11 o'clock service. And I would love to have you come. I'd love to get to meet you. Love to just connect with you, not just through the radio, but in person. So if you have another church that you know of, where the Bible's taught, by all means, please go there. Just be at church this Sunday. And I believe if you make an effort, not just to go to church because, you know, what are they going to do for me? But if you say, where can I get involved and be involved in what God is doing through the church and the world today? Where can I find a place to plug in? That's going to be a blessing to you if you seek to make that commitment. Well, let me get back to our topic. I believe that if you're just looking at things from the first century, you're living there in 50 AD in the first century, and you're thinking about what's going to happen in the future. If you believe the Bible's true, there are certain things you're going to expect. You're going to say, well, the temple's either still going to be here, or there are going to be plans in place to build another one. Israel is still going to be here, or perhaps they will be scattered around the nations, but God will lay in place the means by which he's going to bring them back here. Archaeology that is discovered will confirm biblical accounts, not prove them wrong. Israel is always going to continue to be a special place on earth where the nations of the earth are putting their attention and focus. Those are all things you would expect. Those are all things that are true today. And I've gone through those one by one by one, and have been impressed by them, especially just being in the land of Israel and seeing these things. If you live in the first century and you think, oh, the Jews, the Bible, that, you know, that's just a bunch of nonsense, the gods aren't real, their God isn't real, there is no supernatural, you're going to say 2,000 years from now, all this stuff is going to be long forgotten. No one's going to know anything about the Israelites, or, you know, if they do, it's just from ancient history books. They're going to be long gone. Archaeology will probably confirm that some of these stories were nonsense, or people will just forget about it altogether. And that would be your view of what's going to happen. But guess what? That hasn't been the case. Archaeology has confirmed the Bible. The plans are in place for the temple to be rebuilt. The Jewish people are there in Israel and have their own nation there again. The nations of the world are focused on this country. You know, one of the things I saw while I was there was I got to go to the top of Masada. Masada was a fortress built by King Herod for his own protection if an army ever attacked. But long after Herod died, there were a number of Jews who went there and used it as a fortress when the Romans were destroying Jerusalem and attacking the Jews in various places, and this was kind of the last holdout. Masada's built up the side of a mountain, and it's almost impossible for an army to capture it. Well, the Romans devoted themselves to figuring out how to capture it, and by the end of several years of laying siege to this, the Romans finally did capture it. There were a group of 300 Jews living there who were killed. Some say they chose to be killed before the Romans got in. Others now say, no, the Romans came in and killed them. But anyway, this kind of represents the last stronghold of the Jews' resistance against Rome. And the Romans conquered this thing and said, you know, we're never going to let the Jews hold this again, you know, was kind of the mentality. And here we have this great empire. The Roman Empire is known as being the greatest empire in history as far as how long they dominated such a large region of the world. But there is the flag of Israel flying there on the top of Masada today. The Jews are there again today. I have a personal connection. I'm half Jewish as far as my ancestry. I don't consider myself a Jew, but these were my ancestors that the Romans drove out there and never thought they would ever exist as a people again, and Rome has been long gone. Rome has been, in the history books for many, many centuries, and yet here is Israel, here with the Israeli flag. The Jewish people tour Masada all the time, and it is theirs again. And this is just a micro version of the big story of Israel today, and what is going on there, and all the things I've described. I think when you look at all these things, you have to say, the Bible is either the greatest coincidence in the history of the world, or the Bible is actually revealing the truth about who God is, what he's been doing throughout history, most especially in bringing about Jesus to be the Christ, the Messiah, our Savior, who died for our sins, who rose from the dead. And we can either dismiss that and think all this other stuff going on in history is just a coincidence, or we can say, you know what, I'm not going to be that naive. I'm going to at least read the Bible, take it seriously, read it with an open mind, consider the evidence. I believe there, for me, it would be hard to not believe the Bible is true, given all the evidence. It's not about blindly putting your faith in something. It's about letting the evidence lead you where God wants to lead you, which is to trust the Bible. Well, until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.